Welcome to the new segment of Bitch Please, Do You Boo. I'm Ariel, and I'm here with my co-host, Vasya. So, hi Vasya, you want to do a little introduction of yourself so we get to know you a little bit?
Yes, I'm really excited to do this co-hosting of Do You Boo. Mm-hmm. I guess the idea was by discussing different ideas, how we think alike and how we want to, you know, have a voice, find our voice and start talking and maybe... I don't like the word help, but maybe support people out there with these ideas, either inspire them, make them think or reflect. Well, I guess I'm, I think what you found in me was I'm a psychotherapist, mm-hmm. I'm an interpersonal coach. Mm-hmm. I've been to London, I've studied in London, started with a psychology degree, mm-hmm. and then I worked as an assistant psychologist in different clinics. Then I went and I did my first master's, which was in applied psychology, which is more general knowledge about psychology. And then I decided to specialize in another master's, which I did in child development and learning, because I realized I wanted to work with children, and that took me to work with autistic children, mm-hmm. and also juvenile, antisocial adolescents. It was a journey, and then after that, it was something that I was still searching in my career path. So then I decided to go and do a counseling diploma. And through this counseling diploma, when you do this kind of diplomas, you do role plays where, you become the therapist and the other students are the clients and vice versa.
Interesting.
So what I realized, what I observed was that a lot of people... we bring like relational stuff to me, and I really enjoyed this, talking about relationships, mm-hmm. And I was always fascinated about relationships. Maybe initially I started with the idea, was fascinated about how humans behave, how they click and everything, but then going deeper into it, I realized how, the idea of relationships, how relate, romantic relationships started having more of an interest. And I could see how people could trust, not only my colleagues and the people I was having this diploma with, but also my friends. So I've said, maybe I would like to continue my journey learning and do something more specific. So I went and I had a 3-year psychotherapy training, mm-hmm. In relationship psychotherapy. And that took me to a different kind of experience of work. So I started working with couples and individuals and families. I worked with Relate, which is one of the most, I think, specialized centers for people who have relationship issues. And that gave me a great experience and working experience. After that, I've decided to start my private practice.
Okay.
And this is where I'm still at. While apart from having my private practice, I've started writing articles for sometimes from different magazines. Like I've written for The Guardian, I've written for HuffPost, I've written for the Metro UK. I've been to some interviews and also been into the news once. Mm-hmm. So this is my journey. I mean, I worked in different other places like Mind in the UK. But what has stayed with me is that sense that now I have my private practice, and now I know that I'm in the right path, what mm-hmm. I'm doing, which is interpersonal psychotherapy. And what I really like is to help everyone, or support, as I said, because I don't like the word help, because nobody's really helpless.
Yeah, I'm a little icky about it too.
Yeah. It's not about helpless, it's about support, because we all know it's just sometimes we're so lost that we need somebody to shake us. So it's to help people just to connect to themselves, mm-hmm. understand, mm-hmm. because we are all have so many narratives, so many ideas. Sometimes we cannot go out of it. Mm-hmm. And when we have someone, and especially in therapy, what really works is that you talk to somebody who is not a friend, not a family member, is so neutral. And this is how it really has a lot of benefits. This is the deep work of therapy, I think. Mm-hmm. Of course, all the rest, but this is where it starts, with that relationship of therapist and client.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So maybe I talked
too much. It. I love that you never stop learning. Like, you want to keep bettering yourself so you can quote-unquote help/support other people. I love it. That's exactly why I started doing the podcast, I guess. Like, okay, so... I've been on the podcast long enough, so you guys know me. I'm Ariel. I'm just like here. Because I never shut up. Like, people ask me, why do I want to do podcast? And I kept thinking about this answer because I kind of don't have one. Sometimes you just have to jump the gun and start doing it. I started with intuition, and then eventually the purpose or the meaning of why would fall into places. So I guess now I can say that because I am a curious person, I'm inquisitive. I have so many questions that I want to ask people and I want to talk about it. And I also have a lot of answers. In a way, it's like pure curiosity and connection. That's why I have so many different group of people on the podcast, and I'm constantly like seeking out to other people. Like, you want to do an episode or a full-on segment like what we're doing right now. Let's get the conversation started. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's a lot of things in the world that we cannot change. Mm-hmm. Or it's a long way down the line that we have to constantly improving and bettering and all that. But I do think there's a crucial importance of getting the conversation started. You know, keep the dialogue open. You know, we do thoughts exchange. There's so many people in the world, there's so many experiences that I don't think following one mold is gonna work. It didn't work for me, so I guess like I'm trying to break the mold and voice out my own opinion, trying to be in a polite way because I am very sarcastic and I'm very cynical. So sometimes I say things that's like borderline dangerous, but because I have the reasoning to back myself up. I don't just gossip, I don't just jabber. I actually have an opinion and I would like to put it out there and share it with people. And maybe some people would realize that, oh, I'm not the only one thinking like this. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm not alone in this experience, in this life. You know, like the door's open, so I'm open.
I like the word you use, curiosity. I think curiosity is it's such an important, how can we call it, virtue, personality trait? I don't know. I think it's what keeps you, what you said, open to keep evolving. You said before what you like is, Vasya, I like that you never stop learning. And for me, this is what it is. I always think that, you know, we have this life and we always think that, you know, we know that has an ending date, you know, but for some reason nobody thinks about it. And what really is the meaning of living this life? For me, it is about evolving. It is about learning, because for me, that's the journey. What you're gonna learn through what happens to you, how you're gonna grow and evolve, because through growing, through evolvement, this is how you get closer to who you are. And for me, this is the most important thing for people to understand. This is how we started this idea, I guess. That's
So now let's talk about, why do you brew? Why this name, Vasya? Tell us.
Well, I guess this was a cooperation between me and you, but as I was saying before, I remember when we were just discussing and our conversation was flowing and we said, wow, why we don't do something? Because I guess you have the podcast, so you are the person who does that. And you said, why we don't do something about it? And I said to you, yes, I would love that. It's something like, I'm already starting doing videos and stuff. And then we started thinking about the name. And for me, it was that idea I was saying before about, who are you? For my own self, this is, I think, what everybody should try to attain during this life journey. Who are you really? Who are you? Who is your truth? What does represent you? What is your happiness in life? What makes you happy? What doesn't make you happy? What kind of people you want around? What are your real values? And this is where I said to you, I want to have the word you from, because from everything's about you, like in meaning me, in the self. And I said initially, you know, how about who are you? And you said, and then you said,
we started with, okay, let's do the podcast together, but then how are we going to name it? And then we're just brainstorming. And then I popped the question of like, what's your motto? Because, you know, like you got to start somewhere, right? So then she said, would you like to share your motto?
You're right. That's how we started. And they said, what is your motto? And I'm like, life is too important to be taken seriously. And then I asked, what is your motto?
And I said, my motto, I guess, to this point is, why not? Because I don't really have a motto. I used to not believe in mottos, because it's like, how can you just follow like one rule? It goes back to what I just said. And then I started thinking about like a lot of questions that I was asked. I very often come up with the answer, why not? Like, why did you move to Japan? Why not? Why did you decide to bleach your hair? Why not? Why did you decide to shave your hair? Because why not? So I thought, I guess why not? It's like the spirit of me. That is the way I live my life. So I rather think that's my motto. And then like Vasya said, she wanted something to evolve around the concept of you. What do we have? We have so many, like something. Now that we scratch
those.
Be
you.
Be you. Who are you?
What if you? Like, we so
just,
many.
You know, we're just throwing ideas at each other. And then
it was you that you wanted something more, not so deep, like
yeah,
a little bit more,
you know, she's
cheesy, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, she's a therapist by trade. So, of course, a lot of things she said is more like a warm embrace.
Sometimes
so
as a professional,
yeah. Yeah, you can shake that off her. So I reply to her message and be like, so cheesy, Vasya, so cheesy. Be sassy with me. Like,
right,
I
yes.
want, because everything I came up for the podcast, as you guys can, you know, you heard and saw, is, you know, bitch, please. Yes, queen. It's something like a little attitude, a little sass. So I kind of want to prolong that sassiness, but also include her cheesiness or the profession that she has.
At least the you.
Yeah. So and that you were back to like the you. I think I came up with like cheese and sass, because she's like. But then you know you knew it when it's right. Mm-hmm. So cheese and sass was like okay, like we're both okay with it. But maybe there's something better, right?
And then
because I'm just like throwing messages.
The first
at her.
One was like not sure. The second one not sure. The third one was like that's it. I love it.
Yeah,
it has my
yeah.
word, and it has a little bit of your
exactly.
sass.
It's the best of
the
both worlds. Like I love it so. I sent her the message of like, do you, boo. I even sent a tagline. It's like, figure out who you are and do it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's how we came up with do you, boo. And I love that it could be the sentence, it could be a question. It can be do you, you know, like the American saying like you do you, boo.
Mm-hmm.
It can be do you, boo. It has so many meaning and layers behind it, so. We both love it. And I'm glad it didn't take us forever.
No, it did
to
not.
Pick
true.
A name. So here we are, sitting here in my little studio. By the way, she's Greek. I don't know if we should like disclose that information, but I have this like hot olive skin babe in my studio. I'm feeling good. I'm
well.
Feeling so good about this podcast segment. You guys should be too. I mean, we kind of just met. Like, this is a very fast friendship.
You're right. It's everything started when we went to that little trip.
Yeah.
And this is why I love relationships.
Mm-hmm,
because
me too.
You just relate. And through relating and connection, you can get to the next level and do more, you know, and yeah. and do you. Boo.
Exactly. Boo. So, yeah, let's go back to that day when your frequency
yes.
gelled together. It's just one topic after another. We covered so many topics that we're thinking like, why don't we just put it in a podcast and, you know, we pick on each topic and we just dive deep into it. So we just combine the two forces and make something that sparks joy.
You know, for me, when something flows, this is magic. And I do believe that when things flow, I've seen it in my life, when something flows, I want to take the opportunity, either as a person or situation or anything, and go ahead with it.
I'm glad that we're also on the same page about this energy / frequency thing, because, you know, like, some people don't believe it.
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, everybody has their own beliefs, and, you know, I'm a scientist, so... But in terms of frequency, you know, there are the quantum physics and all this now. They can prove that the human body is energy and attracts frequencies. And, you know, when they say, you know, you attract who you are or you attract what you want, what you need. Or, you know, as a therapist, you know, we also said it's thoughts affect feelings and feelings behavior. If you think about it, why thoughts affect our feelings and our behavior, that means that there's also, there must be something about energetically that affects you, not you attract, you feel, or you vibe something about your feelings, or your thoughts vibe something.
So yeah, that's the little pilot about this segment, Do You Boo. There's so many topics that we can touch base on, so please stay tuned and follow along. Thank you, Vasya, for sitting down with me, and I'll see you in next episode.
Looking forward.
Bye.
Bye.